Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about a new startup that has just raised $2.1 million as a pre-seed round for their new AI startup. We're going to dive into what it means and where we see this going in the future. So let's get into it. So the company is called Gushwork.ai. Essentially, this is a platform that is targeting the business process outsourcing or BPO sector. And it has now raised this $2.1 million, which was led by Lightspeed. They also had B Capital, Sparrow Capital, Seaborn Capital, and B Next. This financing comes only a few months after this platform actually launched back in April. If you go to their website now, you can request to get on the wait list. So this is by in no means, a publicly running essentially company. And of course, they're just in their pre-seed round. So I think really the fusion of AI technology with human expertise is what is really being offered as a promising solution to businesses right now with this new startup. And I think this is essentially aiming to help, cut down high operational costs. So traditional practices have often relied heavily on hiring skilled professionals to handle routine tasking like HR, administration, payroll management, all that kind of stuff, right? And this is quite expensive when you're hiring professionals in all of these different areas. So these operations now, because of AI, can increasingly be outsourced. You have staffing agencies, you have freelancing, you have all sorts of other options. And so by pioneering an AI-powered cross-border platform, Gushwork.ai really addresses these cost issues head-on. So the startup is offering a vetted marketplace of offshore professionals adept at using AI applications to drive business processes with remarkable efficiency. So essentially, right, this is kind of like a Fiverr or an Upwork, but the professionals all are, specifically trained and are very capable of using AI to really take their skills to the next level and to really automate what they're doing. So Nerit, who is the co-founder and CEO of Gushwork, he says that this innovation and this approach they're taking is, kind of like Uberizing the employee workforce. Essentially this company was co-founded by himself and Aditha, who's the CPO. But back in January, Gushwork AI's usage-based pricing model really began enabling businesses to hire talent part-time, specifically reducing operating and operational expenses. So I think this flexible hiring strategy really empowers businesses to scale their use of services, especially as you focus on whatever specific requirements they have. So I think one other area that I think is really interesting with this new startup is the fact that Gushwork also trains its workforce in AI tools, right? So they're not just finding people that have used them, they are doing the training themselves. And I think this really helps to, broaden the skill set of the workforce. It helps to, include creative tasks, which were previously thought to require unique expertise. And I think really with this whole AI revolution that we're seeing right now and all of these new AI tools, I think tasks like, creating photorealistic blog designs or, converting webinars to blogs and, SEO even, all of that can be handled by can really be automated by AI in a large way. So I think this is a really interesting pairing of, these AI-trained professionals on Gushwork that now are able to help with this. So I think Gushwork's offering really extends to a wide range of tasks, including lead prospecting, email marketing, ad management, social media engagement, CRM setup, and even data scraping from social media platforms. I think initially this kind of centered on sales and marketing operations, and then the startup is kind of is looking at pivoting a little bit to expand more into specialized roles, which I predict will be able to generate a lot more income and revenue for them. So I think despite its recent launch, they have already seen really impressive adoption rates, with more than 50 businesses delegating over 200 complex workflows to their platform. And that was just in the first 3 months. So I think a really significant majority of its customer base, which is approximately 80%, they actually use the platform every week, and nearly 90% of it use it every month, which I'm not sure exactly what the pricing structure is, but I would assume you'd want their customers to use it every month if it's a monthly subscription, but maybe it's not. Maybe you just pay as you go. In any case, the platform mainly serves small to medium-sized businesses, and it really kind of focuses on like bootstrap startups. I think geographically, really, it's the U.S. and Canada, and they're looking for teams that are around 2 to 30 members. They have also managed to make really big inroads, I think, in the Indian market, with nearly 20% of their customers coming from there. They have reported that this new round of funding that they have raised is actually going to be used to kind of help their platform's quality control and also data security. They also plan to introduce features enabling businesses to create and document complex processes within the platform. And I think further investments will be directed towards kind of content-led organic market and personal building channels, and then also broadening its reach to new customers. So Lightspeed partner, who is Rahul Tanej, he said that the startup's innovative approach, quote, was, "The era of remote work has unlocked numerous job opportunities and workflows and can be executed from anywhere in the world. Gushwork is leveraging this tailwind and building a unique platform for businesses to delegate their most complex workflows in an elite offshore workforce trained in AI tools. We're excited to partner with the team as they innovate and shape the future of outsourcing with AI." So I think overall, Gushwork's workforce really kind of spans across three countries, which are, there's more than 25 full-time and part-time employees. The CEO is based in Brooklyn, and the three founding members, including co-founder Venkatesh, is located in Bengaluru, India. So overall, I think this is a really interesting startup. I think we're going to see a lot more of these coming to the forefront. Of course, they have a lot of really interesting software aspects to this, but a large part of this is kind of a service-based business, right? It's like a Fiverr or an Upwork with trained people that are able to help with this. So it's not just software. It'll be interesting to see if there are other more, you know, exclusively software-based systems and programs that are going to be able to fill some of the same role that this company is taking. So it'll be interesting to see how they continue to evolve in the future, and we will be following along.